This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, the first woman ever to do so. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened the ceremony.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state.
Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt said it's up to others now to rise up and move forward.
She was our prophet, our North Star, our strength for so very long. Now she must be permitted to rest after toiling so hard for every single one of us.
I'm Shelley Adler.
U.S. media are reporting President Donald Trump intends to nominate conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett to fill the vacancy on the U.S. Supreme Court following the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Trump has said he will announce his choice to replace Ginsburg on Saturday. Trump appointed the 48-year-old Barrett to the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. She is known for her conservative religious views. Trump's nominee has what appears to be a clear path to Senate confirmation before the November 3rd election. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and only two senators in the Republican Party have indicated opposition to moving forward with the process. Democrats have balked at the president's candidate being considered so close to November's vote. Trump has made two previous Supreme Court appointments, Neil Gorsuch in 2017 and Brett Kavanaugh in 2018. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is warning people at highest risk to be vaccinated for the flu to protect themselves and to prevent national health systems from getting overwhelmed in the middle of the COVID pandemic. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Anne Mullen, the chief of the WHO's Influenza Preparedness and Response Program, says the safe, effective vaccines, antivirals, and non-pharmaceutical interventions that can protect people against influenza are not available for COVID-19.
Covering coughs and sneezes, wearing masks when appropriate, and staying home when sick, and seeking care when needed are all very important for both flu and COVID.
She says it is possible fewer cases of influenza than normal will be seen in parts of the Northern Hemisphere where similar measures have been taken. However, as society opens up and COVID-19 restrictions are eased, she notes cases of influenza are likely to rise. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Finnish official says that four coronavirus sniffing dogs deployed at Helsinki's international airport on a test basis have identified their first case. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The deputy mayor of the town where the airport is located has written on Twitter, "The dogs have already found their first passengers carrying hashtag COVID-19 disease." On Thursday, Finland deployed the dogs to carry out a four-month alternative testing method that could become a cost-friendly one. Passengers who agree to take a free test under the voluntary program do not have direct physical contact with the dog. They're asked to swipe their skin with a wipe, which is then put in a jar and given to the dog waiting in a separate booth. The participating animals previously underwent training to detect cancer, diabetes, or other diseases. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Once again, journalists were targeted, two members of French production agency Première Ligne, who were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside.
L'auteur principal.
Speaking to journalists at the scene, Paris prosecutor Rémy Heitz said because of all the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attacks 5 years ago, anti-terrorist prosecutors are investigating it. The attack comes as the government is readying new legislation to fight so-called separatism, what it considers enemies of France and its way of life, including radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.